Do you have an opinion on the Federal Freedom of Information Act request process? You should. Everyone else does. Well, now the Department of Justice wants to hear about it. DOJ's Office of Information Policy recently announced a partnership with the 18F developers at the General Services Administration to build a national FOIA portal. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers has more.
If you've ever had trouble submitting a Freedom of Information request to a federal agency, or even if it's been smooth sailing, this portal is for you. It's also for agency FOIA offices, who are doing everything they can to keep up with information requests and meet their mission for transparency and accountability in government. That's according to Melanie Poste, director of DOJ's Office of Information Policy, who talked about the portal during an April 20th National Archives and Records Administration FOIA Advisory Committee meeting.
The portal has to work for both sides of the FOIA process, and we want it to be, we don't want to just have open a fire hose, and so it's really, really easy to make requests willy-nilly, and requesters are like, good, I fell asleep and I made a request. And that doesn't help FOIA. So the whole idea here is to have the portal help requesters go to the right agency. Ideally, even before that, help requesters find things that are already posted so they don't need to make a FOIA request. And then help agencies be able to help agencies be able to handle the request, intake the requests more readily, group them, that kind of thing. But we're really, our approach here is to be very open-ended and have a real fulsome discovery phase. That's the terminology that we use, where we really talk about all these things that we could do and figure out what is the best way to do it. So we have been working with OMB as this was part of a cross-agency priority goal, a CAP goal. And through that engagement, we did secure initial funding for the project, which was, of course, a really key big aspect of the work that we're doing. And we have signed all our agreements with 18F, and the big thing that we want to emphasize and that I want to invite everyone to do is to participate in it, because for those of you who know about 18F, the whole way they work is we don't sit in a dark room and come up with requirements and say, build it, sort of the way contracting used to be in the past. The whole idea here is to have this iterative, open process where 18F and our office, obviously, and we'll sit down and work with and listen to, really most importantly, listen to the views of agency representatives and requesters to figure out the best things that we could have the portal do.
The portal is part of the FOIA Improvement Act of 2016. Poste said OIP received about $1.3 million to get the portal off the ground, but more money from the Office of Management and Budget will be needed down the road.
We're happy, obviously, with that amount. We know, though, that that is what will help us start the initial project, and that certainly we're going to need more money going forward to maintain the portal. So we're going to be continuing to work with OMB for additional funding sources.
With the announcement of the portal comes the discovery phase. And OIP set up a dedicated email to take suggestions on what needs and feasible solutions related to FOIA requests. Poste said about 15 people had submitted feedback since the email went live.
A possible feature of the portal, and obviously the portal could, we're going to have to build slowly and grow and add features over time, but part of the a logical feature for the portal would be the ability to find things that are already posted. So that all ties in with proactive disclosure efforts that are underway. We've said all along that it's great to post things, but then we need to have the public be able to find what's posted, or else it doesn't really get us anywhere and doesn't advance the ball. So it's just another, it's an obvious aspect that we will certainly be looking at as part of the portal process.
Poste said the feedback will be collected for about 2 months, with the goal of launching the initial phase of the portal sometime in calendar 2017.
Clearly we want there to be lots of additional features. We're hoping that the portal will help guide the requester to the right agency, will help the requester locate information that's already public on a topic, and maybe alleviate the need to even make a FOIA request. We want to have it be very easy to see what requirements agencies might have for making a request, what particular info you might need to provide to an agency before you make your request, so that it's achieves efficiencies throughout the process. The key thing with working with 18F, so we're excited because we've partnered with 18F at GSA, which is this world, the tech gurus of the government. And the idea here is that they don't, even though I'm saying these kind of broad goals that I have, we are going into it, though, with a very open mind, and you want to listen to what requesters want and what agencies want, and then see what the best way to accommodate those needs are. So we're getting the needs of the community first and then designing after that. Obviously, we want it to be easy for requesters to know where to go, how to find information that's already posted. We want to help agencies have greater efficiency in processing the requests, reduce the number of misdirected requests, requests that came to the wrong spot. Well, that takes everybody's time. And then hopefully over time, we'll just continue to build out the capabilities of the portal to get more and more, build more and more efficiencies into FOIA. So we're very optimistic, and obviously at this point it's very exciting because we've got the agreement in place and we're ready to start.
The portal is the latest offering from OIP. In March, the office announced a Freedom of Information Act toolkit, which would be released later this year. The toolkit will provide agency FOIA offices with self-assessment modules. The modules will allow FOIA offices to decide which areas they want to look at and self-assess. These modules will include areas like mail intake, website development, customer service, and FOIA reporting. In Washington, Meredith Summers, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Meredith's story and all of our FOIA coverage at federalnewsradio.com.